From Spark and Anvil and Haiku Quest, this is Count in Chapter 1 of the Haiku Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Cherry met Count in the woodland grove on a spring morning when the cherry blossoms were just beginning to open. Cherry had been traveling through the grove. Cherry travels through the grove every spring, every summer, every autumn, every winter. She carries her poetry coach role with her through the seasons. And she had been trying to write a haiku. She had been carrying a small bamboo brush and a small folded piece of rice paper. She had been muttering syllables to herself as she walked. She had been on syllable 7 of line 2 and had been unable to settle on the next counted syllable. She had been frustrated.
Cherry, for context, is a cherry blossom figure in a plain blue traveling tunic. She has been the Haiku Quest Academy's traveling poetry coach for many years. She also carries, as part of her work, the cultural tradition responsibility, the Japanese poetic tradition that gave the world haiku and tanka, is not Cherry's tradition by birth, but Cherry honors it carefully. She teaches the forms attributed to the Japanese tradition, and she names the technical terms, kireji, kigo, on, in their original language with proper attribution. She does not claim the tradition as her own. She visits it, carefully, every spring. Count had been perched on a low branch watching Cherry walk. He was a magpie tween, black and white plumage, alert dark eyes, a long pointed beak that he held slightly forward as if always ready to count something. He had been watching Cherry mutter for several minutes. Then he had said, "You are on syllable 7. Cherry had looked up. She had said, "Yes, how did you know?"
Count had said, "I have been counting your syllables. You said the morning mist rolls in across the field of 7 syllables in the morning mist rolls in, and then across the field of 4 more. You need 3 more to complete the 7 of line 2. Then you will need 5 more for line 3. Cherry had been stunned. She had not realized the magpie had been counting. She had said, "You count syllables?" Count had said, in his clear, precise magpie voice, "I count everything. It is what magpies do. I count steps, leaves, drops of water, bird calls, syllables. My beak taps. The tapping marks the count. Watch." He had then tapped his beak, quickly and rhythmically, 5 times, then 7 times, then 5 times again. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. He had said, "That is the haiku rhythm. 5, 7, 5. The pattern is countable. Most countable forms have this kind of rhythm. The rhythm is the form."
Cherry had felt, for the first time in her haiku coaching life, that counting could be oral rather than only mental. She had been counting in her head. Count was counting with his beak. The oral counting was more reliable. The beak tap marked each syllable as it occurred. The pattern became audible rather than only abstract. Cherry had asked Count to travel with her. She had said, "I coach children in haiku and tanka and other counted forms. I think you could help them. I think they need to hear the count, not just think it." Count had accepted. He has traveled with Cherry for many years now, across the spring, summer, autumn, and winter visits, and he has been the Academy's primary count discipline coach throughout. He sits on a branch or a windowsill, or a small wooden perch Cherry has carried in her pack. He counts, he taps, he marks the rhythm. In Cherry's introductory haiku lesson, she gestures at Count, who is, as always, perched alertly with his beak slightly forward, and says, "This is Count. He counts syllables. Watch him tap." 5, 7, 5 is the haiku rhythm. The count is the form's underpinning. Hear it, you can write to it.
Count taps. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. The students always, always sit a little straighter when the magpie taps. The rhythm is immediately audible. The form becomes hearable. Cherry teaches the haiku form, the tanka form, 5757777, the cinquain 24682, and others, each with count speak tap marking the rhythm. The Japanese forms, haiku, tanka, are attributed explicitly to the Japanese tradition. Cherry names Basho, Busan, Issa, and Shiki as historical practitioners in her kid framing remarks. The cast does not include any character named after these poets or after Japanese technical terms, per the cultural sensitivity documented in Labsmith Docs, Handoff from Labsmith Distributed Narrative Retrofit.md. When students ask Cherry whether counting syllables is hard, Cherry says, quoting Count, "It is not hard. It is tapping. Each syllable is a tap. The form has a count pattern. Tap the pattern, you can hear the form. Once you can hear it, you can write to it." Cherry sometimes adds, gently, "And we name the form's tradition. Haiku and tanka came from the Japanese poetic tradition. We honor that. We learn the forms with attribution."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to count. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.